Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And things have been really screwed up tonight, so we're just going to have to wing it. The first place, I really drove up the mountain in a hurry to get here. I was in town with a client at my office in town, and I had completely forgot about the show. It completely slipped my mind. And my daughter drove down to get me, and she said, "Remember, you got a show tonight." And I said, "Oh, my gosh." And so I got in the car and drove up here as fast as I could. And then when I get here, we're trying to call my guest that I'm going to have on the show. We had three numbers, and none of them are going through. So maybe this is a night for people forgetting about things anyway. But my guest was supposed to be Sherry Edwards, who is a pioneer in sound healing. We go back 20 years to when she was first starting out, and I'm really looking forward to interviewing her because she does a lot of work now with doctors showing about how sound, everyone has a frequency. Everyone has a sound that resonates with that person. And in the early days, she had a videos of showing how people were cured by finding their frequency and finding their sound. And so I was going to have her on the show tonight. And we called all three numbers, and nobody answers. So I guess she has forgot about it, too. So the little gremlins are working out there to make us forget about things tonight, I guess. So anyway, I will have her on the show. I'll have to reschedule her to another time, I guess, whenever she'll be available after I get back from my trips. Okay, so tonight we're going to wing it. My daughter Julia is on the way. We're just going to think of something we can talk about. So if anybody out there wants to call in and talk, that's fine, because tonight would be a perfect night if you want to just ask questions or make comments, or tell me your stories. Tonight would be a perfect night to do it, because it's an open forum, and I have no idea what we're going to do. Okay, so the call-in number, the toll-free number, is 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. And my daughter just came in. I was telling them tonight's a night for everybody forgetting about everything.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about, and it's about following your guidance. If you hear something telling you something, follow it, because that's what I was doing today. I was on my way to the next city. I wouldn't have been here.
Oh, you were out of town.
No, I was going to, and then that's when they told me, you need to go tell her to remind her about the show. And I'm like, oh, no, she never forgets it. No, go by. And then, because I was headed out of town, it was like, okay, I can swing over there and I will go see. And then I was so surprised and your car was still there. And I'm like, oh my goodness, she did forget it.
And so, I was still with a client.
Yes. And so then I was still going to go over there. And somebody said, no, you don't need to. It's not enough time. Just don't worry about it. Go here. And I was just right over here. See?
Yeah.
I put something on for dinner, and I was over at the office, and I was doing some work, and that's when you called. It was like, no, you need to be on standby, apparently.
So I called her, and I said, come over, because we're going to have to wing it tonight. But that's what I told them. I almost forgot. I really did forget about the show, and then Sherry apparently has forgot, because none of her numbers are working.
Something's happened, so.
The little gremlins that make you forget are out there working around.
Well, it's just the powers that be and what's supposed to be is. So, that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
This is just showing me. I mean, you know, we know we're guided. We know all this. But that was just, and it wasn't like this real strong, like sometimes I feel like I'm being pushed and all this. It wasn't like that. It was just, you need to go check. That, it was just a little subtle thing, and I'm like, okay.
I usually do remember, and I usually spend no more than 4 hours with a client because I start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this one just went on longer and longer, And I was still going to be there even longer because we were still, you know, you do the counseling and everything. And I spend as much time with the client as it takes. I don't charge by the hour for that reason. I charge by the session because I never know how long it's going to take, what we're going to get into. So I was totally immersed in helping her.
Right.
And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, yeah, I got to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is right. You know, we get hunches, we get premonitions, we get feelings, and most of the time we just shrug them off.
Yeah, I kept trying to find. I was like, okay, I'll go check. Won't hurt me to go check. It's not that far out of my way. And then it was like, oh my goodness, it was a good thing I did. So yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not special.
There's a call. I told them tonight is an open forum. I can talk to anybody. Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
You got a call? Yeah?
I'm really happy to get in. I love to hear you.
Okay, because I said tonight's a perfect night because we don't know
it
what
is.
We're doing.
Well,
we know what we're doing.
I never know what I'm doing. I want to tell you about an experience and see if you can tell me if it means something that I need to. Let me just describe it. I'm blind, so I can't see. I went outside because it started to rain, and I always go, I'm a shaman, and I always go greet the rain and, you know, the thunder beings and everything. But I didn't hear any thunder, and it was just raining. But apparently somewhere it was thundering because I got struck by lightning. And it didn't burn me. It was nice to me. I mean, I have a relationship with the thunder and the lightning. I'm not saying I want to go do it again, but what I'm saying is, like, it was kind to me. It just knocked me to the ground, and I was out for a couple of hours or something.
It just gave you a little kiss. It gave you a little kiss instead of knocking
you down. It gave me a kiss. Right, exactly.
Okay.
And it didn't bother me. It sort of wiped out my short-term memory. Which is not that great anyway. But what I was wondering about was, I was out for a couple of hours, and my guide dog came out. I didn't close the door that good. I was just going to go out there for a minute. And she came out, and she was laying by me, and it started to snow, and we were covered in this beautiful blanket of snow. It was so pretty. I hated to disturb it when I kind of woke up. You know, I was thinking, yeah, but it's cold. You know,
it's cold.
Probably get up, you know. But I couldn't really walk, stand up. I was still kind of real shaky and weird. So I just crawled, and we got in that way, and then, you know, we were all wet. I kind of dried us off somewhere, and then I just got on the bed and went off somewhere. And, but if a person gets struck by lightning, and I did read about lightning shamans, so I know it does, but is it teaching you stuff while you're off somewhere, wherever it takes you? What is it doing?
Well, did you hear our show, it's been a few weeks ago now, where we talked to Danny and Brinkley, and he died from getting hit by lightning.
I know, but I didn't die. It was nicer to me. I was thinking about Danny the whole time. I thought, man, I didn't get to go see all those beautiful colors and whatever. I kind of would like to, but that didn't happen to me. I was
dead. I don't think you wouldn't want to go to that extreme to get to see that other side.
No, and, you know, I can't see anyway, and if I saw him, then I'd wish I could see him again, and that would just be...
Yeah, that's true,
you know,
that's true.
That would be
I'm being told to ask you, are you sure it was lightning?
I'm positive it was lightning. I guess it could have been an ET thing. But it was raining, and there was thunderstorms about 15 miles away, or 10. So it could travel that far.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't hear it.
About ETs. No, ETs don't do that. But you think?
Well, I didn't think so. But I mean, I'm pretty sure it was lightning. I mean.
Okay.
I don't know what it might have been, but I'm getting that I don't. They just told me to question if it was lightning. So.
Well, it was raining. There was thunderstorms not right where I was. I just assumed it was lightning because it... I don't know what else it could be. I felt it come up. It felt like it came from the ground when it knocked me down.
Uh-huh. Well, that...
You know, but things don't always feel like what they are.
Right. You're going to see them you're probably going to perceive them in the more truer fashion because you don't see them, so you will actually experience them. So
yeah, and lightning does travel through the soil and comes up that way.
Yeah, I mean, it goes.
Well, it felt like it hit my feet really hard. I didn't have my shoes on. It felt like something hit my feet really hard, and then the next thing I knew, I was waking up, you know, in the snow thinking, you know, if I'd have known I was going to do this, I'd have put my coat on or something. But
you're out dancing with the thunder gods. What do you expect?
But I was just, I wanted to know if it was something that I was supposed to learn something from that I wasn't aware of. Or
well, they say nothing is an accident. Everything always happens for a reason.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
But if you were out for a couple of hours, maybe something was happening during that time that you're not.
But I can't remember. Yeah,
well, you usually don't.
I can't remember what was happening, but I. It was right before it was not very far. Well, it was not too far from the thing in Haiti. That happened, and I usually do psychopomp work, but I was trying to find little children, and the thing that I was able to do that I hadn't ever been able to do before when I did that kind of stuff in journey work was lift up these huge pieces of concrete, just like pieces of paper, you know, just like nothing. So,
yeah.
You know, I was thinking, well, maybe the lightning was teaching me how to do that, so I'd be ready. I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's something more like that. And actually, you have more, you know what happened. You have some kind of a ritual that you can do is what it's telling me. And I don't know if it's meditation. It's something that you can do where you can actually go and recall. And you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wish I would tell you what it was.
You have something that you do is what they're telling me. So there's something that you do. And you
it's probably drumming.
It might be. It's something, and they're saying you know what it is, or you know, you can get to it to that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess
but
I
you
hadn't
know
tried
what,
to.
What you said about you know, at night when you go out of the body when you're sleeping, you are journeying and you're helping.
Oh, I know.
People.
I'm so exhausted when I wake up. I'm thinking, good Lord.
Like I've been, but it could have been something like that. Maybe she
could have been
out for a couple of hours to go and do something, help somebody.
Now you do
who
have
knows?
A point there. Yeah, because it happens to me when there's like the tsunamis or the. I just am out, and I mean out. I have to if I don't lay down, I have to lay down because it pulls me. But I am totally gone, and it can be 12 hours. It can be long time. Whatever I need to go do, and when I'm finished, I come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what a lot of people have found out. They don't know it consciously either, is when they're sleeping at night and they're out of their body. If there is a big disaster, they're helping the souls cross over. Because when, like, look at that, 250,000 people died.
I know. I'm still working on people that don't know there's still thousands of people that don't know they're dead over there.
Yeah, because there's a big rush of the souls to get out, and they're confused, they don't know which way to go. So a lot of people that do work at night are there to guide them and show them which way to go. And so there could be something like that.
And it could have been I was thinking, you know, I didn't hear anything about anything here. It could have been on another planet. It could have been, you know, I don't necessarily have to stay in the, because, you know, I listen later to see if there was some disaster that I might have, there wasn't then, but that I heard of. But I know if it wants me to come help, I don't have a choice.
No. But
and it really messes with you because it might be, you know, you can't have an 8-to-5 job when that's happening.
Yeah. But you probably don't have one, do you?
No, I can't have one.
Exactly. So you created this situation this way because you knew that you were setting yourself to do this, and so you knew that you had to create the scenario as well that would adapt to this kind of.
Well, I got
help.
Hit by a car, and then I was medically not doing very well, so I had to stop my job, and then I realized what else I was doing, and so I thought, well, that's more important than an 8-to-5 thing. Mm-hmm. And anyway, if I try 8-to-5 thing, it wouldn't work because I'm not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, trying to do whatever. If I always say, if you need me, call me, I'll come.
And then you wonder why they strike you and put you down for several hours. And say, come on, we need you.
I could have been in the house. I didn't have to be cold for hours.
But it is. See, we ask for it, and then we're surprised when we get it.
maybe I should say inside the house where it's warm, you know.
Be specific. When I'm in my bed.
I like to do it in my bed. That's where I like to do it. But that time, I don't know what it was about, and I might find out sometime. But it was.
Yeah, you will.
But like she said, she doesn't really feel it was lightning. It may just been energy surge to put you out for a few hours.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's okay with me. Whatever. I just
because
the reason I thought it was lightning was because it was raining, and you know, I had heard there was thunderstorms.
That was just an illusion.
Because when I'm working with people in my work, whenever the subconscious works on the body to heal, I just got through with that with my client. It feels like electricity going through their body.
Oh.
And it is an energy that they, on the other side, use.
Well, they certainly use it on me. Well, thank you for telling me that, because it could happen again. I mean, it could happen. If that's what it is, it could happen again.
There's more to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
okay.
The main thing was you weren't hurt.
Oh, no. My hair fell out.
Your what? Oh,
not all of it, but quite a bit of it did, yeah.
Well, you might ask for them to maybe put more hair back in. I mean, yeah, you can put parameters on this stuff.
Well, I said, you know, I want my hair back, if you don't mind, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not coming back.
Tim, I do it, but you work with my rules, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Good idea.
Yeah, because they
you know,
will. They
I need my hair.
Yeah.
I want to be, you know, it's not pleasant to not have your hair.
No.
But not all of it came out, but too much.
Okay.
That's
a lot of energy,
man. Is that a joke
Just recognize the fact that you're a very valuable participant, and you are being used for good.
Well, thank you. I do honor I'm very honored to be able to be available for things that the 8-to-5 people can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
everything has a reason.
Yes, it does, and I really appreciate you guys talking to me and helping me look at this, you know, because not that many people can.
Right.
No. Well, I hope we help some, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I didn't know about that energy that could come, that wouldn't be lightning, that was just coming from the ground if they want you to do something.
And it does feel like electricity.
Okay.
Because I see the people jump and jerk. You know, when I'm working with them, they jump and jerk and convulse because the energy is going through their body.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, I don't know if I did that. I was out.
Yeah.
If I did, it was, you know, I'm glad I missed that part.
Yeah.
I'm planning to come up and see you sometime, by the way.
Okay.
I need to do that. You know, not yet.
You might be able to find out what happened then in that time.
Yeah.
if you haven't figured it out yet by then.
How much are your sessions? Can you say that on the phone or not?
Say that again?
How much are your sessions are?
She's like, can you tell?
Because I need to know how much I need to save up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say it?
Okay, well, I do the sessions in Arkansas in my office here in the town of Huntsville. And I charge $400.
Oh,
I don't usually say what I charge, but if you called the office, you'd find out. But I spend as much time as it takes with the person. I don't charge for the hour. It's for
the
entire
Does the train
session.
Come close to there, the train?
No.
There was?
A train. I think Kansas City is as close as a train comes.
Yeah, they don't come all the way down here.
And a bus line will come to the neighboring city. But we're in the boonies. so
if you can't see and you have to, how would you get there?
Well, they do have shuttles that come over here from the neighbor, like from the airport, and so they would probably could pick you up maybe other places within the city as well and bring you over here. So
From Fayetteville
or Springdale. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got that far, there is a shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
And they come over here a lot to bring people to me.
Fayetteville,
Arkansas, or Springdale. Uh-huh.
Springdale, okay. Well,
there is an airport. The airport is it's right by Bentonville because it's the headquarters of Walmart.
Oh.
Walmart is they're the ones that build our airport. But people, they fly in there, and then they get a shuttle over here.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. That's good to know because, you know, you hate to just get almost there and then, oh, there's no cabs. There's no.
Yeah.
There's no cabs in Huntsville. We only got 2,000 people.
No, but if you got there, folks, we'd make sure you got here.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We go out of our way for people because they come from all over the world, and we make exceptions to make. You're on a journey to get here. We'll get you here some way.
Well, there's two of us that are coming. My best friend is coming, and so there'll be two of us, and you'll have a handful, but you'll be able to deal with it.
All right, but you call the office, and they can arrange it because they have the calendar. They have the schedule.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay.
And,
don't get hit again.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to go out there and do that again. I'll just do it in here. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Right, but, I said the one I just got through working with turned into much more than we thought. So that's why you can't put boundaries on this and sit there and look at the clock while you're working with a client like some therapists do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I only see somebody one time. That's all it takes. So I have to do it all in one session. And if it does run into something more complicated or something that needs more counseling, I just keep going until we feel we are finished. And it makes a long day for me, like today was, but normally we're done in about maybe 4 hours at the most, hopefully. Depends on how much talking is done.
Uh-huh.
But the woman today didn't even know what reincarnation was. Mm.
She said she hadn't read any of your books.
No background.
I'm not sure how she got to you.
A friend.
Okay.
But when she comes in with a very strong Catholic background.
Oh, okay.
And this is not what the church teaches. And so we start talking about reincarnation, and it's not at all what she doesn't understand any of it. So that's why it took longer. Mm-hmm. I had to explain all of these things to her. What we were going to do and how it relates to karma and past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder when somebody comes in and doesn't know anything about basic metaphysics, what are they doing there?
Well, I mean, they were guided, though, so, I mean, obviously. And she went through it and everything and got what she was looking for, so obviously it didn't hamper anything. And maybe it actually, she didn't have expectations. She came in as a blank slate, and that's good, you know, and when they don't. It's really better if they don't have a lot of expectations because sometimes they are resisting their own session when they do
that.
Yeah,
they are their own worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she got everything she wanted, and that was the important thing. It just meant I have to work harder.
Right.
But it is hard when you've got to explain the very basics.
Mm-hmm.
I told her she needed to study metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to the very beginning, because she's already beginning to question what the church is teaching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You need to start at the very beginning taking the baby steps
mm-hmm.
that we've all been through already, but we forget some people don't know anything about any of it.
Well, and that's the exciting thing about right now, and that's what we keep saying, is we're starting to publish more books that are what I call bridge books, because people are shifting over. They're realizing they're questioning. They have questions. They have things don't make sense necessarily over there. So they're like, okay, there must be something else. And they're either guided or they just know to look, and they're moving in this direction. And they are. It's all new. And so that's, like I said, that's why we're publishing more and more books that address that, you know, the baby steps, how to come over and answer the simpler questions.
Well, people are beginning to question and ask, think for themselves and not just believe what everybody else told them.
And that is the biggest, greatest, wonderful thing that is happening. because that's probably one of the worst things that we've been under, is that we've been told what to do all our lives, and it's like we're growing up, we're being responsible, we're being accountable, that's a huge step when you are accountable and you are responsible for your own decisions, your own actions, your own life. That's huge.
You take control of your own life.
Yes.
When I told her that, she was shocked. She said, nobody ever told me I could do that before.
Exactly.
But that's the problem. You know, the people who are deep into religion, that's fine. That's where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start questioning, you'll find out there's so much more you want to know. And then you begin thinking, oh, no, this is heresy. I'm going to hell because I'm not believing what the priest said and everything they told me to do. You're starting to ask questions. And so that conflict goes on inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to really talk to her about that and anybody else out there, because there is no hell. There is no devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn to think for yourself and ask questions. Ask lots and lots of questions and make up your own mind. And that takes a lot when you have been really brainwashed from childhood to do it the way somebody tells you to do it.
Yes. I don't know. I hope it's okay to mention. I'm reading one of the manuscripts that was submitted, and there's something that keeps coming to mind that was really, I really liked the way it was worded. It was talking about that, you know, there was a question that was coming up about the religion and everything like that, and they said, well, it's there, you know, it has been a control, and there's a lot of things that control us. Working
government,
our way,
everything. Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, ask your own questions, do your own things, but the thing it said, and it's starting to leave me, so come back here, come on. It was, oh, goodness. No, go on.
It'll
come back.
Okay.
It's a really good statement.
Okay.
Go ahead and keep talking. It'll come right back.
Okay. I hate that when I'm doing a lecture and all of a sudden I lose a thought, but it always comes back in. But, a lot of the books that we publish we're going over into the more complicated metaphysics, which is where I'm writing about. But then we got to thinking there are still people out there who have not taken their first baby steps, and they would like to have this beginning that makes it very simple for them. Did you remember?
Yes, I remembered.
Okay.
Well, especially religion does this, but we're really not trying to bash religion. That's not the thing here, but it's just look at things that try to control. And I said the biggest way that they use that to do that is to say you are flawed, to say you have a problem, you have something that you need us to fix for you. You need us to show you where to go, what to do. You need us to be your information. And I said the biggest thing you have to remember is you are spirit. Spirit is not flawed. And it was like, and you...
Spirit is not a sinner.
Right. The part, you know, because you have, and I'm getting the chills, we have our, remember there's big us and little us. You know, this is the little me that's here on this planet running around. We have our big me that stays up in the grand up here. That's our higher self, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That knows everything and is kind of over everything. Well, that's the part. That's still us, okay? That part is spirit. That part is God, whatever. That part is not flawed. Hence, we are not flawed because we are spirit. We are always connected to that. Just because we came here doesn't mean we're any less, you know, of that. And it was just like this huge, that's what they were trying to explain. So don't let anybody say that they have to fix you or they have to convert you or they have, because there's nothing wrong with you. You're okay.
Well, you're a human being having an experience and learning. Everything that happens to you in life is a lesson. And what do you learn from that lesson? Doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. Everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the way the energy is used that makes us perceive it as a bad thing or a good thing.
Well, another revelation in this. So it was really interesting how this uses the things that they said. We are here, like you said, we are here experiencing. That's why we come to Earth.
To learn.
But the thing that we are experiencing is our life. okay?
Yeah.
And that is our tool. Our tool that we are using is our life. How are you going to use your tool? Are you going to just sit and do nothing and just, you know, because you came here with this. So it's like you can take this and then go, oh, my God. You know, how do you want to use your, you want to use your tool for good or for bad? Or it's your experience that you're wanting to have. You know, you came here. But it really gets it. Remember, we have to get objective. We have to back off and to be able to see the big picture. That, to me, was a really good analogy to really be able to get an objective view, is saying it's a tool. Your life is a tool. You're a spirit using a tool called this life. How are you going to use it? And it was like, oh, what experiences do you want to have with it? It really backs you up and lets you look at it that way. Because we get really bogged down in the middle of the emotions and stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
And that keeps us from being so objective.
Well, that's what I tell people. When you come here, you come with your plan of what it is you want to accomplish. You make contracts with other people. And then when you're coming in with your plan, it looks so easy over there. Oh, I can do all of this, no big deal. Emotions, well, they're not that bad. Love, hate, anger, I can do all of that, but it looks easy over there. Then you get down here and you forget all of that because that's all part of the whole thing. And you start mixing with other people, and they have their plans, and everything clashes, and you have free will, so you can make changes. So it's not that easy. But still, once you understand this, you can start asking questions. Mm-hmm. And even if you had a bad experience, if you had somebody do something bad to you, look at it a different way. What did I learn from this?
Well, and also, remember, you orchestrated that experience
so
that you could learn whatever, you know? And so you've got to remember that. Please, people, remember who you are. We are fantastic beings, you know? And, yeah, we have things going on here, but we made this. We chose this.
That's what I was telling the client today. I said, you created all of this. You agreed to it before you came in. And she said, what do you mean? They don't understand it.
Yeah.
As I've had people that have had horrible lives, I mean, horrible childhood where they were abused and things done to them that no human being should ever do to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to have another one. But that's what comes out in the session. You agreed to this
you
to learn.
It. Yeah, you created it to learn.
To learn.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another caller. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Hi, my name is Giselle. I live in Massachusetts. I have two friends who have young sons, they're young men in their teenage to early 20s, who have developed seizures, epileptic seizures. And one of their doctors had said that that they were seeing more of it among young males. And I was wondering if you had any insight about what was going on or had come across that or had any ideas about it.
Definitely. We can tell you exactly what it is. Let Julia tell you. We're running into this a lot, too.
Yeah, and that age group doesn't surprise me at all.
That
is the age group. When they come in, they are here really to channel the energy into the earth and anchor it in. And I mean, they are here as essentially kind of like lightning rods or something. They're
antennas, they're called.
They're bringing the energy in. But when they come in,
they're supposed to be, their energy affects anyone they come in contact with. That's what they're here to do.
Right. But when they come in, I mean, they know, they're like, okay, give it to me. You know, this is what I'm coming in for. But they overestimate the ability of the human body to channel this energy. And what I have seen intuitively on some people, is what, you know, the energy, when it comes into the body, it comes in like a funnel in through the top of the head and then comes down as a solid, like a bar, through the body. What I've seen intuitively on these people that are having these situations is it's more like, have you ever watched Star Trek where they had the beams, you know, and they're beaming them to another place and it's all around them? Well, that's what it looks like, and it's too much energy. And see, the body can't handle that, and it's reacting. It's just too much energy. And what we have done is all they have to do is ask them to turn the energy down. It's coming in too much too soon. The body
too
hasn't.
Strong.
Yeah, too, and it's the body hasn't It has to adapt to it. So they just ask it to be turned down, and this is done intuitively. I've watched them turn a dial. I've watched, you know, it's just whatever. I tell them, okay, cone and come in. But it's immediate. They can immediately adjust it, and it adjusts. It adapts. And then as they develop and as they get older, it could come in. It can be brought in increasing amounts as they're able to. And they can tell at that point when it's too much, and then go, okay, no, a little bit. But they just need to ask. They just need to talk to them, you know. It's to their other part, their higher self. And it's like, too much, I need it turned down. But that's what it is. And I know it seems really simple, but that's what it is. It's just too much energy.
And see, they don't know this consciously, but they did agree to come in and help spread the energy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it makes sense. If they could visualize this, just turn the energy down. It's a little too strong. Mm-hmm. Because they don't realize when they're giving you the energy how much you can handle.
Right. It seems like they would know. But, for some reason, it's like it's got to be asked. And I don't know if that's back to that free will thing and we just ask and we receive. I don't know. But as soon as you ask, though, it happens. It's immediately turned down.
Because that's what we've
found. Who's the they you're talking about?
Pardon?
Who's the they you're talking about?
Oh, your higher self. You want to explain who the they is?
Well, that's the part that I work with. I call it the subconscious, but actually it's like the higher self, the oversoul, the higher consciousness. And that's where all the information comes from that I write about and that I work with my clients about. And they know everything about you. And you are directly connected with this other part. It has all knowledge and all information. And with my sessions, it will tell the person why they're here, what they've come in to do. And this is this age group, they've said, are the second wave, as I call it. And they come to spread energy to help the earth and to help other people. They don't know this consciously. It's something that they do on another level without realizing it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. And these two young men, I think, are very, I sense that they're very connected to spirit and to energy, but they just don't know it yet, which may be what's happening, is that it's meeting resistance going through their bodies.
Yeah. Well, every time we have had cases with epilepsy, it's always been
energy.
It's always caused by energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, the doctors don't understand that. They put the person on medication without realizing that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can have them visualize?
All they have to do, I mean, is just ask. Because I worked with someone the first time I ever encountered this, and it was just like, I felt what they were feeling and everything, but I wasn't even next to that person. They were at a distance, but I just said, oh my goodness, too much energy, and I could see it. And I just asked them, I said, we have to turn this down, and immediately it went down. So you could do it, or you could tell them. I'm hearing that they need to do it. So that could be part of what you're sensing is them, that this connection they have. So I guess this is something.
Yeah.
Then that way they know that they can control it, because they need to know that. They feel out of control right now. But it's just a matter of going, okay, can you please turn the energy down? I need it down. And then as I'm ready, we can increase it as I develop and as I'm ready. And I will ask. And they can even ask, okay, I'm ready to be amped up. You know, I mean, they can play with it. It's okay to play with, and they'll know when it's too much, and they okay, turn it back down, you know, and just start to fear it.
Do you think they could visualize that dial?
Yeah, they could do anything. I mean, just asking them if that helps to visualize it, or seeing it as the funnel rather than right now it comes in as a full, you know, a big beam around them, and that's not how it's supposed to come in. It's supposed to come in as a funnel to the top of the head. And, you know, if it's seeing it that way, but they definitely need to say you need to turn it down because they've got too much coming in right now.
Yeah, so. I don't know that they're open to that idea yet, which may be part of the problem.
Well, then you can do it. And actually, we've already done it, to tell you the truth, because just talking about them, we've already tapped into their energy. And
I know both. Yeah. Their mothers would be open to doing it, too.
Okay, then that's something, too, then.
Okay.
That would work.
Yeah. But you could explain, if you don't want to go into the other part, just explain that it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And just
right.
tell them to turn it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down. Now, and when I noticed the one that I worked with, it was 6 months later, because I didn't hear back from her, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know what, maybe nothing happened, maybe that was all my imagination, and then the next day, the person emailed me and told me, I just want to let you know what happened, and immediately, her seizures were going away. Her stuff. Her thing was they were thinking this was an older woman. They thought she had autism. I mean,
Alzheimer's.
And but it was this energy, and she constantly had this buzzing and everything. But I think they said that immediately went down, and then over time she was able to get off all of her medications, and she was starting to talk again because she had stopped talking even. So it took a little while for that. But I got that it would do that way. So on their case. I think they will see some things immediately, and it might be some things, you know, it's a game, a little bit of an adjustment thing that has to be, that's a fine-tuning is what I'm hearing. They have to fine-tune it, so.
Well, you may understand this more than they will, but see, this group are very special souls that have agreed to come in, and many
yeah.
of them have not even been on Earth before,
right.
so they have a hard time adapting to energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when
of the young men just seems so lost here.
Yeah,
he just
yes,
can't.
That's
he
the group. That's
can't
the group.
Relate.
They always say, "I don't belong here. I don't want to be here. I want to go home." They don't know where home
and
is.
And that's another reason for the energies. See, they're coming here with if they're coming directly from sources, they're coming from other planets where they're used to being light beings or something. They're used
yeah.
to handling more energy, and they don't realize the human body can't handle quite that much. And so that's where it's just okay, turn it down. You know, it's just an agreement
but
thing.
But when they first come into the body. A lot of times there is too much,
mm-hmm.
and then they say, okay, they will increase it as they grow older
right. mm-hmm.
to get the full energy.
Yeah.
But
when were they born like this, or did it come on at a certain
time? It came on just recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
For both of
and
them.
They are
the doctor was saying that they're seeing a lot of young, this happening to a lot of young males, especially.
Yeah.
Okay. There's probably something about going into puberty that is... You know, that may be a set point where they're increasing their stuff, but then it's also, it's not, you know, it probably has something to do with that.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
But this,
yeah.
this
yeah.
goes
it's
along
energy.
With what I call the second wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's that age.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be fine once they can adjust to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But,
I really try
to discourage people from putting anybody on medication because all drugs have side effects.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was wondering if medication might be helping them turn the energy down on the physical level. You know, if they're not aware and can't do it themselves yet.
Oh, they can do it, but the medication, no medication is good because every drug has a side effect. Now, there are herbs and natural remedies that might help.
But she's asking if maybe the medication is helping to turn the energy down on the physical level.
I don't think so. All it's doing is masking it. It's covering it up.
It's masking. It's still not addressing the issue. And all they have to do is just say, okay, can you, you know, like you said, the mother, just maybe talking to the mother and either you can do it with her. It's really easy to tap into somebody's energy and just to help with them like that. It doesn't take any major, you know, thing that you have to do right with them or tell them or anything. It's easy to do from a distance. It's easy. You just tap into their energy. And
yeah, I think
you know,
that might be the way to go because the
mm-hmm.
boys themselves, they're kind of
into the
modern psyche and they're
to...
not acknowledging the spiritual level.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
But
see, it's allowed to do this as long as you don't harm anyone. That's always the first rule, don't ever do anything to harm anybody. As
right.
long as you're wanting to help the person, you can
yeah.
do a lot of these things.
Yeah, but like she can talk to the mother, and then the two of them can, and all you have to, just a simple, well, let's turn the energy down. It's just, it's, you know, once you tap in, you'll be able to feel their energy. I can tell you feel it already. So that's all you have to do. And, you know, your intent is what counts.
I so relate to what you say about the first wave. I loved listening to it. I heard you talk about it
mm-hmm.
On YouTube. And so I have compassion for the second wave.
Yeah.
They have a different job anyway. Each part has a different job, but they don't understand this. It makes it more complicated.
Okay.
But,
well, thank you very much. I so appreciate tuning into you tonight and you showing up with this spontaneous space and time.
Yeah, because,
thank you.
We always said we can talk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a guest. We can always find something to talk about anyway.
Sure, there's lots to fill in.
Absolutely.
But remember, everything is energy. Everything. So you just have to learn to adjust to it, and you can manipulate it, you can create with it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy.
Yeah.
So that's all it is.
It's just a fascinating world opening up.
Isn't it,
though? Yeah. It's
a new way of thinking,
yeah.
So go with it.
Okay, thank
Happy
you so
Valentine.
Much.
Happy Valentine's.
Oh, yeah, you too. Valentine's coming up this weekend. I forgot, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And happy Valentine to you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, we only got a few more minutes. But that is interesting. You know, we do hear a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the doctors don't understand because they're only taught what they are trained.
Well, absolutely. And they're taught... I mean, this is part of it, and this is why people go, oh, you know, they can make all kinds of stuff out of this. But we're all in this 3D world, but we're quickly moving in this 4D and 5D and stuff, and that's why all this stuff is coming into this plane that was never here before,
mm-hmm.
because we're moving back and forth, and that's what they're telling. This is one indication that you can see. Look at all this energy stuff that's going on this level that cannot be explained on this level. So you have to look to these other places for the explanations and for the solutions.
Well,
so.
the doctors can only deal with what they are taught,
mm-hmm.
and they treat the body as a machine.
Right.
They know.
And it
how,
is a miraculous machine.
It is. It's a miraculous machine, and they know about the organs and how
mm-hmm.
everything functions, and that's the only way they can address it. But they have told me, our body is a miraculous machine, and it's been created to heal itself
mm-hmm.
and take care of itself if we don't interfere,
mm-hmm.
if we understand. Because you go off into drugs and surgery,
mm-hmm.
you really you mess up the process. You don't help it any.
Right.
So a lot of I have doctors for clients, and they're beginning to question a lot of this, and they're wanting to move over into the alternative field.
Mm-hmm.
and the natural medicine. And I think that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You get away from treating the body like a machine and understand everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And once the energy stops, the body
dies. Right, it's an energetic being. We're energetic beings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more going on with the body than you think there is. That's what the aura field is.
Yeah.
It's the electrical field around the body.
Right.
But this makes sense that seizures... and anything like that is an overload on the
mm-hmm.
system of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the doctors even acknowledge that with epilepsy, but they don't realize that it can be...
Yeah, it's how simple the solution is. Yeah, I know. And I know it seems so simple, and it's almost oversimplified, but it really is that simple. I was amazed. You know, like I said, that when I didn't know we were experimenting. We didn't know what we were doing that day, and it was so simple. It was like, oh, my gosh, just turn it down. And they did, and then that fixed it. And it was like, well, that was simple.
So it's so amazing what we do to ourselves, and we don't even understand it. Now, I can mention this case today because I'm not going to mention names.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman was a professional dancer. She wanted to become a dancer. She was wonderful, and they were going to have her go to... you know, on the ballet, the stages. She had a wonderful career in front of her, but it was stifled.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it from happening, and they crushed it, the whole dream, really. So is there any surprise that now she was having trouble walking, her legs, her knees, her hips?
Mm.
This is what I mean. It goes to those parts of the body because she couldn't follow her dream and do what she really wanted to do. The body was protesting and saying, anything to do with the legs and the hips, you're not moving in the direction you're supposed to be moving in. So of course, they don't look at it that way. The doctor wants to schedule hip surgery. That's ridiculous, mm-hmm. because we find out that's all it was. She needed to get back her dream and mm-hmm. do what she really came to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will go away.
Yeah.
So people look at your dreams, follow
yeah.
your dreams, realize you have much more power than you think you do,
mm-hmm.
and you can do anything. Realize what a powerful human being you are, and you don't have to be sick. You can control the body,
mm-hmm.
and absolutely. There's a lot to understanding here.
Yeah.
The doctors have their place,
mm-hmm.
but don't give them all the power.
Right.
Think for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a tool. They're another tool in there. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And Julia knows because she was a nurse in intensive care for 20 years. So
mm-hmm.
she's been there, done that.
Yeah.
Got burned out.
Got burned out.
So, you know, we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have doctors coming to me who tell me all kinds of things. And just think for yourself. And look
yeah.
at another source for the cause. You find the cause, you'll be okay.
Well, and go to your higher self, because you have all the answers.
Yeah,
so.
They really
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're coming to time. We're going to have to go off. I know we started a little later because we were trying to get Sherry Edwards on the line. But I want to tell people, this next week, I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
In, how do you pronounce it?
Kauai.
Kauai, on the island of Kauai. And on Wednesday the 17th, I'll be doing a lecture at the Ashton Aloha Beach Hotel. And I'll be doing a lecture there on Wednesday. Anybody's welcome to come. We're even going to do a group regression where I'm going to put the whole audience under at one
mm-hmm.
time. And then that weekend, the 19th to the 21st, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'll be doing a class in that same place. The Aloha Beach Hotel, Aston Aloha Beach Hotel, and I'll be teaching people to do what I do
mm-hmm.
with the kind of work that I do. So we will be in Hawaii next week doing that. Then I will go directly to Laughlin, Nevada, from there to speak at the UFO conference, and it's the last UFO conference they're
mm-hmm.
going to have in Laughlin, and it's the biggest in the world. So those are two things I'll be doing before I come back here and go on the air again. So they'll be doing archives until
right,
I come back.
Next 2 weeks.
Next
mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to contact me or find out about our classes, our sessions, anything, the website is Ozark Mountain MT,
yeah.
OZARKMT.com.
Or DoloresCannon.com.
And you'll get mm-hmm. all our schedule and find out all about everything we do. And I think I'm going to have to get off of here now, or Seth is going to pull the plug. So good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Happy Valentine's Day.